Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, December 10th, 2022. Today he is reminding us of our importance as we assist many others in our collective awakening process, and of the need to let go of any doubts we may be holding. Releasing personal doubts is an essential aspect of everyone's awakening. We are all one. Any of you reading this cannot be unaware of this divine truth, the very foundation upon which reality, Mother, Father, God, rests in eternal, glorious peace and love. This provides for and satisfies all your needs before you have any, and so you have none. As humans inform, however, it seems that you do have endless needs, a multitude of needs that never are and never can be satisfied. That is what the state of separation is, only it is not, because separation from the One cannot ever happen. Nevertheless, the human experience of life in form, consciousness enclosed within a limiting form or body, is one of separation, of individuality, of being one and alone, and appears to be totally real. Humans generally have become so accustomed to accepting their bodies as themselves, as completely independent and separate beings, and of living life in a manner that attempts to satisfy and provide for all these needs, that their awareness of their consciousness of having no needs and being unlimited is non-existent. Many assume, in fact, firmly believe, that they are their bodies and that life terminates finally and forever when those bodies cease to live. As a result, many people have an intense fear of death. Although life may not be, and probably is not, as most would choose to experience it if they had any choice in the matter, and it seems that mostly they do not, nevertheless, they do not want to die, to cease to exist. They distract themselves from this fear in a multitude of ways, and then, later in life, many do begin to wonder if maybe life does have a purpose, because it seems such a waste to receive an education, grow up, take on various family, social, and financial commitments, and then be terminated. They are, of course, absolutely correct. The life in form of every sentient entity most definitely does have a purpose, and that purpose is to remember their true nature at one with Source, a nature from which they have never been separated for even an imperceptible instant. Now, as your collective awakening draws ever closer, people who have not yet started to think seriously about the overall purpose of their lives are being powerfully nudged, in a manner that they can no longer ignore, so that they will start to question their ingrained beliefs and assumptions about the meaning of their lives and the apparent terminal nature of their approaching deaths. This is an essential precursor to every individual's awakening, and because it is happening to so many at this moment, there are many who are desperately seeking some assistance or guidance, someone with whom they can talk about the strange feelings and emotions that they have started experiencing and which they are finding unsettling or disturbing. All of you reading this have already accepted and acted upon your own heavenly nudges. Now you need to open your awareness so that you can easily recognize a person living in this confused and anxiety-ridden situation, and can then pay close attention as you listen to him or her, and in the same moment listen quietly to your own most powerful inner guidance, your intuition, which will provide you with something totally pertinent to offer to the one with whom you are interacting. It could be just a brief word or two you share in passing, a suggestion to look at a website or read a book, or even just a warm smile, and it will be precisely what they need in that moment to help them move forward. They may realize this and thank you, or they may be completely unaware of how you have helped them. This is unimportant. What is important is that they have received exactly what they needed in that moment because you, as the essential provider in that moment, were present. As you have been told so many times, you each chose to be here now to assist in the collective human awakening process. Release your own doubts about this. Many of you are indeed wondering, when, if ever, is this awakening going to happen? And know that you are on your path, doing and being exactly what you planned and intended before you incarnated. Releasing personal doubts is an essential aspect of everyone's awakening, and you can do this very easily just by allowing your strong inner guidance or intuition to flow freely without questioning it. When you feel a strong need to question what is flowing into your minds and hearts, new and perhaps surprising thoughts or ideas, if it comes with a sense of fear, it will be your ego's attempting to close your divine connection by diverting your attention. But when it comes with a sense of peace and contentment, you will feel sure that it is new and essential information to assist in your awakening, and your doubts will fade. You are never alone. You know that, and yet frequently your egos do distract you with some kind of fear, anxiety, or drama, and as a result your conscious awareness of your connectedness fades away. This is precisely why your daily visits to your holy inner sanctuaries of peace and love are so essential. When you go deep within and relax into that fathomless inner space, love can connect with you quite beautifully, filling you with peace and certainty about that inner knowing that is always there, reminding you of your unbreakable connectedness with Mother, Father, God in the most infinitely loving relationship. You are presently incarnate to awaken, and of course you will, because your awakening is divinely assured, and, most importantly, to assist many others solely by your presence to move forward toward their awakening. I repeat, your presence in every form now is an essential aspect of the collective awakening process. Therefore, every morning, do strengthen your daily intent to be only loving whatever arises. Thus, without even being consciously aware of it, you will be demonstrating love in action in your daily lives and mightily assisting those in this magnificent event. Your loving brother, Jesus.